USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia has asked China for military support, including drones as well as economic assistance for its invasion of Ukraine. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on CNN.
We also are watching closely to see the extent to which China actually does provide any form of support, material support or economic support to Russia. It is a concern of ours, and we have communicated to Beijing that we will not stand by and allow any country to compensate Russia for its losses.
Seattle is America's most desired destination for college students after they graduate. That's according to an Axios Generation Lab Next Cities Index poll. The northwestern city in Washington State has many features college graduates are looking for. Cool climate and green energy mentality. Seattle beat out New York and Los Angeles among young adults looking to move. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Don't panic if the IRS has sent you a notice that you know is not true. John Hunt explains.
Imagine having filed and paid your taxes last year, and then months later you get a letter in the mail from the IRS saying that you didn't. Well, that's what's happening to many taxpayers this year, thanks to automated notices being sent by the administration. If you get one, though, don't panic. There's a fair chance the IRS has simply not seen what you already sent in. That's because they're dealing with a mountain of returns and correspondence that is built up throughout the COVID pandemic. During that time, the agency was called on to deliver several rounds of economic impact payments and other relief while trying to protect its own workforce from COVID. The IRS announced that it will temporarily suspend issuing more than a dozen different types of automated notices indicating balances due, unfiled returns, and other deficiencies so it can work through the pandemic-induced backlog.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
After the United States was energy independent, now we're not, and inflation has taken a front seat. Dr. Mehmet Oz, a Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania, was on Newsmax and says the Biden administration is getting it wrong on energy policies.
I was doing a town hall today. We were doing them all over the Commonwealth, and the crowd broke into a chant, back off Biden, give us freedom to frack. That's what folks here think. And if you sit in a diner, the person serving you your pancakes will tell you exactly why Biden got it wrong with energy policy in Pennsylvania, and it echoes what's happening across this beautiful land. Washington is getting it wrong. Just like they got it wrong during COVID. Same kinds of mistakes, by the way. They say follow the science when in reality they're following the political science. There's, you know, a fantastic, easy path with natural gas to protect the environment, but it's abused. And it's abused by regulations, by lawyers, by woke radical environmentalists. And these activists, some of them, by the way, in Europe are funded by Putin, we know. They may have been funded here also by foreign influences. They drive up gas prices. Now, it is sort of shocking, the highest in 14 years. And these anti-fracking ideologues are embraced by Biden's policies. And that's what chills producers. He says, well, I'm giving you all these permits. People don't care about the permits. What they want to know is, will you still have the same rules in 6 months?
Strong, shallow, underwater earthquakes shook western Indonesia and the Philippine capital region Monday, but no serious damage was reported and no tsunami warnings were issued. In Indonesia, the quake measured a magnitude of 6.7. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.